Chapter 2. Scheherazade. Spock's quarters felt like a Swedish sauna. The thermostat read 39 degrees and 8% humidity. Jim stared at the readout in sweaty disbelief, suddenly reminded that Spock wasn't just quirky, he was alien. "The ship is so cold." Spock peeled off his uniform shirt. Beneath it, he wore a thick, long-sleeved thermal layer. He peeled that off as well, giving Jim a brief view of his muscular back before he pulled on a loose blue t-shirt. "Many assume I am naturally antisocial, but, as was the case tonight, I often depart otherwise enjoyable social engagements earlier than my companions, so that I may experience a brief period of physical comfort before meditation and sleep." Sweat was already trickling down Jim's back, pooling just over the waistband of his pants. "Spock, you have every right to feel comfortable in your quarters, but my Iowan ass is going to pass out from heat stroke before we finish a game." "Of course." Spock's shoulders faintly sagged. Jim stared at the uniform shirt and thermal, both neatly folded and placed atop a pile of uncannily tidy, dirty laundry. "You know what? I was about to suggest you dig out a parka before we head to the rec room, but maybe we could replicate me something lightweight to wear, plus a pitcher of iced sweet tea." Spock looked at the messy pile of workout clothing still in Jim's arms. "Everything you are carrying is destined for the recycler. Would it suffice, despite the unfortunate decorative elements?" "Why the hell not?" Jim laughed. "You can honestly tell your sister you got a man into your underwear." He ducked into the bathroom before Spock could change his mind and quickly peeled out of his uniform, leaving it in a messy pile. The cool floor felt refreshing against his bare feet. He stared at himself in the mirror, naked but for his kippah. "What the hell are you doing?" he whispered. Jim took off his kippah and lay it on the counter next to Spock's surprisingly large collection of gels and products. The image of Spock struggling to tame his hair into a perfect bowl cut every morning made him smile. He tossed the blue shirt reading "Prize" across the front onto the sink and turned on the cold water. While it got good and wet, he pulled on the Enterprise boxer briefs. Once the shirt was saturated, he awkwardly tugged the wet fabric over his chest. His pierced nipples hardened instantly. "It'll probably be dry before we finish our first game," he said as he emerged from the bathroom. "You have to promise not to move my pieces whenever I head to the bathroom to soak it again. Commander Kirk." Spock stared at the wet fabric clinging to Jim's chest and the unmistakable outline of the barbells piercing his nipples. "Jim," his voice lowered suddenly, slow as syrup, "was your offer of chess a deception crafted to secure an invitation to my quarters?" "Huh." Jim's head cocked to one side as he slowly said, "Would you like it to be?" Spock put down the chess piece he was holding and crossed the room to Jim. "Erica has decreed that I am in what she refers to as my slut era. I am surprised to realize I am unperturbed by the designation." "Really?" Jim's eyes widened in surprise as he chuckled. "Now, Mr. Spock, I'm starting to think you're the one who lured me here under false pretenses." "If I had planned this, I would have already adjusted the temperature for human comfort," said Spock. "I am embracing an unexpected opportunity." "Or you hoped keeping it this hot would give me an excuse to strip," said Jim. Spock gently plucked at the hem of Jim's shirt. "If you are still uncomfortable, you may remove more clothing." "But then how would you know I'm a prize?" Jim dragged a fingertip over the back of Spock's hand. "This shirt has instructions printed on the back." Spock leaned in until Jim could feel hot breath against his ear. "Do you wish me to follow them?" Jim turned his head until their lips barely brushed together. "Spock." The name was dragged out of him slowly as a warm hand slipped under the hem of Jim's soaked shirt. He slid his hands up Spock's strong arms resting on his biceps. With a strength he wasn't sure he possessed, he took half a step back, still holding on. "Spock, how inebriated are you?" Spock's luminous brown eyes bored into his. "I am gratified that you asked. Now neither of us needs to awaken tomorrow experiencing discomfort regarding our encounter. Jim sighed. Spock, that wasn't an answer. Enough to embolden. He slid the hand already under Jim's shirt further up his chest, but not enough to impede consent. Spock closed the distance between them. Soft lips dragged over Jim's neck. He breathed warmly in Jim's ear. Do you consent? Jim's fists bunched in the fabric of Spock's sleeves. Fuck yes, he hissed. The words were barely out of Jim's mouth before Spock's lips were on his, plush and soft and full of promise. Neither of them had duties in the morning. This wasn't a rushed shore leave encounter or a desperate one after a bad away mission. They could afford to take their time. Spock's mouth was slow, leisurely, exploring with the same curious precision he would give a new species of cave moss. The fingers under Jim's shirt closed on a nipple. Spock teased the barbell, tugging it gently in his fingers. Jim felt Spock smile against his lips as he moaned softly. Spock's free hand glided over Jim's ass, mapping its contours. He gave it a gentle squeeze. Computer, over the next 20 minutes, gradually reduce the temperature to 25 degrees and increase the humidity to 15%. Jim paused in his attempts to push Spock's shirt up to his armpits. You'll get chilly. Not if you keep me warm. He tweaked Jim's nipple one more time, then pulled off the wet shirt. His hand hovered briefly as though he was going to toss it across the room onto the neatly folded dirty laundry. After a moment's hesitation, he kissed Jim's shoulder, then walked over to the basket, neatly folding the shirt as he went. He looked back over his shoulder and met Jim's eyes. Slowly, he peeled off his loose blue t-shirt. He kept his gaze locked with Jim's as he neatly folded the shirt and added it to the pile. Why do you fold your laundry before washing it? Jim was transfixed. Chaotic asymmetry is vexing. Spock slowly unfastened his pants, giving Jim a brief glimpse at the science blue briefs underneath. You could put the laundry basket in the closet. Jim watched as one of Spock's hands teased its way between his pants and briefs, sliding languidly over his erection. I would know it was there. Spock pushed his pants down his hips, taunting me. Jim licked his lips. He wanted to move, to touch, but his feet were locked in place as securely as if they were grav boots. His hands slid up his chest, fingers brushing over the nipple Spock had just teased, until it rested on the spot where he'd kissed Jim's freckled shoulder. Spock leaned his upper body back against the wall, watching him. One foot flattened against the surface as it slowly slid upwards, knee rising to his chest. A hand glided down his thigh, caressed his calf, and peeled off his sock. He repeated the process before folding both in half and adding them to the laundry. I didn't think taking your socks off could be erotic, Jim breathed. Erica continues to share copious instructional videos about seduction in support of my slut era. Spock hooked a thumb in the band of his blue boxer briefs. I am aware her intent is to embarrass, but the information has significantly improved my success ratio. The thumb in his waistband pulled his briefs down just far enough for Jim to see the top of one hip. He stared at Jim, eyes twinkling. Are you going to take those off? Jim breathed. No, said Spock. You are. Just like that, Jim's feet were freed from where they were locked to the deck. Compared to Spock's slow, gentle teasing, he was too fast, too eager. He didn't care. It only took a few short strides for him to sink to his knees in front of Spock. He kissed the creamy, exposed skin of his outer thigh as his fingertips slid under the bottom hem of Spock's skin-tight boxer briefs. The front was completely soaked, leaving a wide trail of lubrication dripping down his inner thighs. Jim's hand slid up the wet mess of fabric, caressing Spock's thighs, roaming over his hips, until fingertips peeked up from beneath the waistband. He flipped his hands over, hooked his fingers on the saturated briefs, and pulled them down. Spock ran a gentle hand over Kirk's hair as his briefs fell to the ground. He stepped out of them as Jim reverently ran his hands over the outside of Spock's legs, back up to his hips again. One continued up, fingers twirling gently in the soft hair, trailing down his abdomen. The other closed around the base of Spock's cock. Spock sighed, his eyes fixed on the soggy underwear. Jim rested a cheek against Spock's thigh and laughed before handing them up so Spock could fold them and put them atop the laundry pile. Jim had taken enough laps around the space block to see a Vulcan's cock before. Spock's verdant green member was at least 23 centimeters, making it a significantly heftier than most humans, but mercifully smaller than the average Vulcan's. There were no balls to play with since Vulcan testicles were internal. A viscous lubrication that smelled sweetly of honeysuckle steadily trickled from his genital slit, coating his thick shaft and dripping down his thighs. Jim licked his lips. This was going to be messy. "I think you put on that striptease so I wouldn't see how much you soaked your pants when this bad boy burst out of your slit." He dragged his tongue up from the base over the double ridges until his lips teased the head. Spock's fingers tightened in Jim's hair as his tongue took lazy laps around the head. He slid it into his mouth, enjoying the floral sweetness. His own erection throbbed against the tight elastic of his borrowed briefs as he slowly took Spock a little deeper every time his mouth sank back down his cock. His fists tightened around the slick base and he stared up into Spock's eyes as he took him deeper into his mouth. "Jim." Spock's moan went straight to Jim's already aching cock. "How do you like it?" Jim slowly pulled off Spock's cock. "Like you said, follow the instructions printed on these briefs." Spock's hand closed around Jim's fist. He dragged it over his shaft, gasping a little, his fingers twined with Jim's as he reluctantly pulled them off. Jim let himself be led by the hand to Spock's bed. The duvet was soft, waterproof material, Jim knew from the multipurpose tarps on in-away mission kits for high heat, high humidity environments. Spock could hang it in the sonic shower for 2 minutes, and it would come out perfectly clean and dry. "Query," said Spock, "may I take a hollow of you from here?" He lay a hand between Jim's shoulder blades. "To here." The hand slid down Jim's body, stopping just over his knee. "I appreciate the anonymity," said Jim, "but I've got to confess, I'm surprised you're the kind of guy who likes to keep souvenirs." "I intend to send it to Michael," said Spock, "as thanks." Jim laughed. He'd never heard the word thanks said with more vitriol. "Well, if you're going to gross her out picturing her brother getting laid, we should make it good." He rolled onto his belly and reached back, pulling one side of the briefs down just far enough to show one of the dimples of the small of his back. "Make sure the word enter is pointing in the right place." Spock hitched the waistband a bit to the left. His hand slid down, following the direction of the arrow shaped by the T in enter. He teased a slow circle over Jim's hole, his hips arched, grinding his cock into the mattress. "You better take that picture now," Jim growled, "because these aren't staying on for much longer." They did, in fact, stay on for the next 10 minutes, as Spock adjusted the lighting and angles. Jim tried not to laugh as Spock tugged his body into different positions. "Well, now I want some pictures from the front," said Jim. He rolled onto his back and smiled up at Spock. One hand slid over his chest, leaving a pierced nipple peeking between his forefinger and middle finger. The other hand slid under the briefs. He arched his wrist to make the word prize on the waistband pop as he cupped his now merely half-hard cock. "These are going straight onto my base buddy's profile." Spock raised an eyebrow. "What if I am an unskilled photographer?" "Ortegas and I will mock you mercilessly as she tries to figure out what those blurs are." Jim grinned up at him. Spock set the camera on his nightstand. "If you intend to share details of our encounter with my crewmates, I must ensure you leave a favorable review." His hand slid along Jim's jaw, the thumb gently stroking his cheek. Spock's mouth met his for an eager but unhurried kiss. Jim impatiently pulled him down onto the bed and rolled on top of him, grinding their hips as he impatiently smashed their mouths together. He sucked on Spock's plush lower lip, demandingly explored his mouth as one hand roamed over the soft black hair generously covering his chest. "You're a fucking tease," he growled. "Yes," said Spock. "That is indeed the subject of my alleged teasing." "Alleged?" Jim huffed. "Alleged implies a lack of action." Spock flipped Jim onto his stomach, "whereas I intend to act on my stated intentions." He kissed a slow line down Jim's spine until he reached the waistband of the briefs. Hands roamed over Jim's cheeks as Spock's teeth closed over the waistband, playfully tugging it downwards. Jim laughed and reached down to slide the briefs off, but Spock pushed his hands away. Instead of stripping him, Spock pulled the briefs down from the bottom seam until the waistband rested just under Jim's ass. Jim reached under himself to pull his erection free. He looked back over his shoulder and saw Spock staring at the word "enter," positioned invitingly under his puckered hole. Spock stroked the length of his cock a few times until his long fingers were slippery with his own fluids. Jim bit his lip and watched Spock's face as a wet finger circled gently before easing inside. Spock's eyes were alight, nostrils flaring with heavy breaths as he slid in deeper. Jim reached for Spock's free hand and tugged it to his mouth. He dragged his lips over the top of Spock's forefinger before licking his way back down. Spock shuddered, the finger in Jim's ass thrusting the rest of the way in as his head tilted back. His eyes stayed closed as Jim kissed the middle of his palm. The tip of his nose traced lazy circles around the flesh as Spock slowly remembered to move again. "You ready for more?" Jim dragged his lower lip along the inside of Spock's first and second fingers, letting his tongue trail along the crease between them. "Because I sure am." Spock eased in a second finger. In reward, Jim's mouth closed around the digits he'd been teasing. His tongue licked circles over the pads of both fingers as Spock eased him open. Breathing hard, his lips slid off Spock's fingers. "Fuck, Spock. I've thought of this since Uhura introduced us." "Your handshake was surprisingly bold." Jim ground his hips back against Spock's hand, demanding more. "I knew what I was doing." "Indeed." Jim heard humor in Spock's voice as he eased a third finger in. "Your brother chastised Nyota for introducing us." Jim couldn't help but laugh. "Wait, really?" "He informed her she would never be forgiven if you fornicated with a superior officer in the sciences," said Spock. "No, he didn't," Jim chuckled. "Go on, tell me what he really said." Spock's cheeks flushed green. "Nyota's exact words were that he would never forgive her if you fucked his boss." The bed shook with Jim's laughter. He planted a line of soft kisses down Spock's fingers, gentle and affectionate, then clenched hard around the three fingers in his ass. Spock gasped, his head falling back as a soft moan escaped his lips. "Hand me the camera." Spock's voice was shaky as he straddled Jim's thighs. "Are you serious right now?" Jim looked back over his shoulder, incredulous. "I will share this image only with you." Jim paused for a moment, then shrugged. He stretched for the camera and passed it back. As he watched, Spock positioned his thick green erection on the fabric of the briefs, so the head rested just under the word "enter." His slicked hand grabbed Jim's ass, fingers sinking hard into the flesh as he pulled one cheek aside to reveal his freshly opened hole. After several quick shots, Spock handed the camera back to Jim, screen bright with the last picture. "Yeah," Jim breathed hard. "I'll be beating off to that one for a while." Spock stretched over Jim's body. His soaking wet cock dragged between Jim's cheeks, grinding into him. The long, hard line of it lit up every nerve in Jim's body, craving, demanding more. "Give it to me already, Spock," he growled. Spock sat back up, straddling Jim's thighs. He felt him line it up, the head pushing teasingly against his wet, stretched hole. "Stop admiring the view and fuck me." Jim pushed back onto Spock's cock until the head sank inside. They both gasped. Spock's hands closed on Jim's hips, pulling him up and back until he was on his hands and knees, the briefs still wrapped around his thighs. That's right, Jim hissed through his teeth. Spock eased in with gentle thrusts, stretching him and filling him and flaring something dangerous inside him, like water on a grease fire. Fucking hell, you feel so good. Spock's grip on his hips tightened as his thrusts deepened. Jim panted, one fist bunching in the duvet. I'm no hothouse flower, Spock. Jim looked back over his shoulder, a challenge in his eyes. Fuck me like you mean it. Gaze as locked, Spock drew back until only the head was still inside, then fucked in hard. Jim's head sank down as he moaned, relishing each stroke. Attaboy. One hand latched onto Jim's shoulder while the other clenched around his hip hard enough to bruise. His gentle opening thrusts were replaced with a pounding enthusiasm that made Jim's toes curl. Their thighs slapped together messily, wet and sloppy and real in a way Jim craved, but so rarely received. Each pump sent a jolt straight to Jim's drooling cock. Damn, you're big, Jim panted. I want it all. The hand on Jim's shoulder gently pushed him down until his face was buried in the mattress. Spock stretched out over him, skin a smooth contrast to Jim's flushed, sweaty body. He kissed a line from Jim's shoulder to his neck as he sank deeper and deeper into Jim's body until he bottomed out. Just like that, Jim groaned. I want to feel you tomorrow. Spock's breath was heavy in Jim's ear as he thrust in deeply, insistently. Can you come like this? Jim wanted to lie. Stretch the night out. Make Spock keep pounding beautifully into him, chasing an illusion. The race itself felt so damn good. I'll need a hand, he admitted. Spock's hand latched tight on Jim's hip as he rolled them onto their sides. He pulled Jim's knee up to his chest, an arm draped over the back of Jim's thigh, pinning him in place as Spock's slick fist wrapped around Jim's cock. Spock's tongue danced over the rounded curves of Jim's ears. Jim, he moaned softly. His thrusts synced with his strokes, dragging pleasure out of Jim's body. Oh, fuck, that's it, Jim groaned. You feel so damn good inside me. Want to feel you come. Fucking paint the walls of my ass with it. Spock's rhythm faltered. He growled something in Vulcan into Jim's ear, his fist clenching tighter around Jim's cock. Don't stop, Jim panted. Give it to me. The fist around Jim's dick gave up any pretense of coordination as Spock's thrust stuttered. He pounded in, breath heavy on Jim's neck until his head snapped back with a roar. His hips snapped into Jim's, burying himself to the hilt with one last shudder. It was hot and sticky and messy and fucking good as he spilled in Jim's ass. He panted against Jim's neck for a moment, pulling himself back together before his hand once more closed around Jim's cock. Stay inside me till I come, Jim whispered. I had no other intentions. Spock was done teasing. His fist clenched on just the right side, a painful as he set up a steady, methodical rhythm, efficiently dragging pleasure out of Jim. Spock, he moaned. Spock, Spock. He couldn't stop repeating the name as he felt himself dragged to the edge, panting and desperate, and so ready that when he finally came into Spock's hand, it was almost a shock. They lay together in the cooling room, breathing hard, holding on to one another. Spock, Jim said softly. I want to lay here with you all night, but this blanket is getting clammy with all our fluids. Ah, yes, said Spock. I see the famed human reputation for post-coital romance is well-deserved. Jim laughed and elbowed him in the ribs. Come on, let's get cleaned up and then I can sweet-talk you all you like. His legs felt like jelly as he rolled off the bed. Somehow the soaking wet boxer briefs were still around his thighs. He braced one hand on Spock's shoulder, tugging futilely at the briefs with the other. These are totally ruined. The corners of Spock's mouth ticked up in a small, satisfied smile. He pulled them down and waited for Jim to step out of them. Jim took a wobbly step, then smiled mischievously at Spock. I did say I wanted to feel you tomorrow. You are welcome. Spock rolled off the bed with an annoying grace. He pulled off the duvet with one hand and offered Jim his other arm. Jim leaned against him gratefully as they headed to the bathroom. Spock sighed as he stared at Jim's abandoned uniform carelessly tossed on the floor, along with the rest of their gifted clothing. Jim shrugged. "You weren't supposed to see that." Spock raised a disbelieving eyebrow. Jim laughed and wobbled into the shower, Spock close behind him. "You are very talkative during sex," said Spock. He pressed Jim face first against the wall, cleaning him with an efficiency Jim found oddly endearing. "I'm always a chatterbox," Jim relaxed under Spock's ministrations. "I was not protesting," said Spock, "merely surprised." Jim turned around, still leaning against the wall as he watched Spock clean himself up. He thought of helping, but he liked watching how Spock handled himself. In a good way or a bad way? Spock paused, considering his words. The dialogue was repetitive, but stimulating. Jim laughed. "Shit, Spock, are you telling me I need to up my dirty talk game before next time?" Spock's eyebrow rose. "You desire another encounter." "Do you?" Jim dragged a finger down Spock's chest, suddenly unable to look him in the eyes. Spock tilted Jim's chin up. Soft lips plied Jim with leisurely, sated kisses. "You are here for 8 days." Jim wrapped his arms around Spock's waist. "And after that?" Spock's eyes twinkled. "A frequent and familiar partner would be more efficient than investing time in seducing new and unfamiliar individuals on every shore leave." "That's not very slutty," Jim laughed. "Your slut era is supposed to be all about variety." Spock licked a line along the shell of Jim's ear. "There are a wide variety of ways I still desire you, Jim." Jim's breath hitched. "I've got to get Ortegas to send me those seduction videos." "Or," Spock kissed a line from Jim's ear down his jaw, lips barely grazing over Jim's, "I could demonstrate." Jim melted against Spock's mouth. He had a somewhat exaggerated reputation for a new conquest in every port. The truth was, he put at least 2 months between any repeat encounters with the same person. His first love was space, and he didn't want to risk anyone catching feelings he couldn't return. But he and Spock were both in love with the same darkness, beautiful and unforgiving and infinite and wonderful. Maybe, just maybe, space could share them whenever their ships passed in the void. "Hey." His arms around Spock's waist tightened as his lips pulled away. "What were you going to send Michael as revenge for those gifts?" Spock's gaze darkened as he leaned in to whisper in Jim's ear. Jim's eyes widened. "Shit, Spock, that's illegal." "Not yet," Spock replied, "though I expect that to change promptly afterwards." Jim's hand slid down to squeeze Spock's ass. "Or maybe we could go back to bed instead of instigating a major change in Federation laws." "For tonight," Spock relented. Jim laughed as they stepped out of the shower. "Am I going to have to keep you distracted until you forget that you're mad at her?" "I have an eidetic memory." Jim shook his head in mock resignation. "Right. So I have my work cut out for me." Spock hung the duvet from a ceiling hook clearly designed for this purpose and turned the shower to full sonic. Jim's fingers idly twirled in Spock's chest hair while they waited 2 minutes for the full cleaning cycle. He leaned in, resting his head against Spock's shoulder, and watching in mild fascination as his penis slowly retracted back inside his body until his genital slit closed around it. He could get used to this. Spock would never be jealous of his commitment to Starfleet. He'd never complain that Jim put the mission first. He'd never try to redirect Jim's ambitions anywhere other than command of his own starship. Spock unhooked the duvet and wrapped it around his shoulders. Jim took his free hand and led him back to bed. "I'll give you something else to think about for just one night." As they snuggled together under the sheets, Spock rested his chin on Jim's shoulder. "Just one night, Scheherazade." I have more than 101 stories to tell, said Jim. This is unsurprising. Spock pulled him close. You talk incessantly through all activities. Jim yawned widely. Play your cards right, and tomorrow I'll tell you how I designed a replicator virus that served Sam a highly rotted onion whenever he ordered his favorite banh mi. Interesting. Spock's fingers lazily toyed with one of Jim's nipple barbells. I am curious what you will suggest the night after. Jim traced the line of Spock's ear. You'll have to stay out of jail if you want to find out. As I said, it is not yet illegal. How did you ever pass Starfleet psych exams? Jim grinned. Everyone thinks I'm trouble, but you're the guy who stole a starship 5 minutes after being given the con. We will discuss it in the morning, said Spock. Computer, lights to 10% illumination. Michael owes me a gift basket. Jim curled up against Spock's side, head on his chest. My sweet ass earned her a reprieve. Spock kissed the top of Jim's head. For just one night. Sure. Jim grinned at him. Just one night. The end.